Just a quick word for us this evening from 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Just a simple thing, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances. We all have that down pat, right? I bet if you're like me, you don't. I love the way that Jerry Bridges, the great writer, talks about gratitude and contentment. He says this, "An ever-growing attitude of gratitude will certainly make us more content since we will be focusing more on what we do have, both spiritually and materially, than on what we do not have. But contentment is more than focusing on what we have. It's focusing on the fact that all that we have by the grace of God. We don't deserve anything we have materially or spiritually. It's all by His grace." And that's what a life of thanksgiving looks like. So as we look at these three things here, this rejoicing always, this praying without ceasing, and this giving thanks in all circumstances, those are things that we can seek to reflect in our daily lives. So what does it mean to rejoice always? Have you ever met that person that's just happy all the time? And you can't stand it. I knew a man named Stockton Perry. He was a man I worked with at Chick-fil-A, and he just had this overwhelming sense of joy about him all the time, to the point where I almost questioned how real it was. But the more I got to know him, the more I realized he's just happy all the time, and it made me think about the way that I view my joy and the way that I view happiness, and just being around him caused joy to come up in my heart. And I think that's what God is telling us here in this passage, that we're to be gripped with joy. We're to be gripped with thankfulness for what Jesus has done for us. And when we do that, we truly understand what Romans 8:28 tells us when it says, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." All things work together for good, and that's what we can find great joy in. We're also called to pray continuously. Have you ever fallen asleep while you prayed? Most of you should raise your hands. I bet you all have. As long as you say amen when you wake up, it's still a good prayer, right? But we're called to continually pray. We're called to be constantly going to God, asking for Him, for His help, for His guidance. We're to be going to Him in praise and thanksgiving, and we're called to do that continually. My daughter has started to do this thing, which she thinks is really funny, where if I'm walking down the hallway, she'll step in front of me and put her hands out and say, "Stop! Cease!" Right? She wants me to stop. She wants me to no longer continue what I'm doing. And I think it's really adorable and really cute, and she just laughs and enjoys every second of it. But I always have to keep going because I always have something that needs to be taken care of. But God calls us to not stop going. He calls us to pray continuously, to not cease, to not stop, not to come to a halt, but to always be lifting up our concerns, lifting up our thanksgiving, lifting up our praise to Him. And this does not mean that we have to be praying every second of the day, but I do think it does mean that we're called to be people of prayer. We're called to be people who are constantly going to God in prayer, knowing the situations where we are weak and reaching out to Him, asking for His help. Knowing the things that we're to be thankful for and praising God for those things. Knowing the times where we just need to settle down and step back and reflect on the day and reflect on what God is doing, going to Him in prayer. We have to do this constantly because prayer is the vehicle in which we can communicate true thanksgiving to God. And last, we're to give thanks in all circumstances. 2020 has not been the year of giving thanks in all circumstances. It's been a hard year for many of us, a hard year to find things to be thankful for. But there's always something to be thankful for because we serve a faithful God. We serve a God who loves us and cares for us. We've been going through this sermon series about choosing joy. And why can we do something like choose joy? We can choose joy because God has gone before us and done the amazing thing of dying for us on the cross. The joy that was set before Him, Jesus went to the cross, endured the shame, endured the pain, And he's seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And he did it because he loves us. And what a thing we can be thankful for. So I have some homework for you. I want you to do the stereotypical thing that we do around Thanksgiving time. I want you to think of three things that you're thankful for. I'm going to give you three specific things that I want you to be thankful for. And I want you and your families and your friends to keep each other accountable for these things. I want you to first think of one theological thing that you're thankful for. What is something about God that you are thankful for? What is something about Jesus that you are truly thankful for? And when you do that, rejoice always for it. Secondly, I want you to think about something circumstantial. And again, I know 2020 has been the year of non-fun circumstances, but I want you to think about something that's going on in your life that you are just so overjoyed with that you can't do anything but give thanks. So think about what that is and pray continually in thanksgiving for it. And then lastly, I want you to think of something relationally that you can be thankful for. Who is somebody in your life that you are just overjoyed to know? Maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a roommate, maybe it's a spouse, maybe it's a parent, maybe it's a child. Whoever it is, I want you to go up to that person and tell them how thankful you are for them. And give thanks for them in all circumstances, because God has called us to live lives of thanksgiving by rejoicing always, praying without ceasing, and giving thanks. Let that be our mission and our prayer tonight, that we can do that through our lives. Let us pray. Gracious and wonderful Heavenly Father, what a joy it is to come to you and to give thanks, Lord. We are so appreciative of your work that has been done for us on the cross, where you bore our burdens, you took away our sin, and you gave us your righteousness. And that is the most amazing thing that we can ever be thankful for. So I pray that as we continue to worship you through the lifting up of our voices in song, Lord, that you would hear us as we worship, and it would be pleasing in your sight, pleasing to your ears, Lord. I pray for everyone here and everyone watching at home that you would bless us and help us to always be people of thanksgiving. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Mm-hmm.